because you might sound crazy. Say, he said, is that that's our kind of guy. And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on me? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on me? What? Semi-automatic weapons. That's a no-no. 110,000 blocks arrested the last 6 years.
520-9710.
Prison rate 80% black. Should be crying the guy turned out of jail.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? But real quickly, for people out there driving around, the 101 North at Glendale Boulevard, there's an accident there. And it's a chick who's stuck in a car. It's been a hit and run. Vehicle's facing the wrong way. 101 northbound at Glendale. So if you're in that area, just have a little patience. Listen to a little What the Hell did Jesse Jackson say. Once you get by there, you can see the cops are in the fire department. Pull that chick out of there. And press on. All right, but that's the problem there on the 101. I know it's a hellish area anyway. 101 northbound at Glendale Boulevard. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here is your latest clip, everybody. Good luck.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Wow.
Not that you're a supervisor. Not that you're a supervisor. Not that you're a supervisor. Not that you're a supervisor.
Jesus Christ. Chris and San Dimas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Penis.
Ah, let me see. See if that's right.
Not that you're a supervisor. Not that you're a supervisor.
I think that's wrong. Lauren in La Mirada, you're on the air.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Oh, can I get that one more time?
You got it, baby.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Oh, notice to my supervisor?
No. We thank you for calling, Lauren. Frank and La Puente, you're on 97.1.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Did he say, Matt and supervisor?
Wait, what'd you say?
Matt and supervisor.
Son, shut up.
Yeah, dude. There's way too much weed being smoked on Thursdays. We got to change this game to Wednesday when people are sober. No? Keep it on Thursday? All right. Chris and Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Chris, bad vibes? Gary and Castaic, you're on 97.1.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Romance made in reality TV heaven, I guess. Fan thinks Karina Smirnoff tells Yo on E! Radio's Michael Yo that contrary to reports, she did not get a rose from former bachelor Andy Baldwin while in Vegas. One CSI star looking more like he needs a vacation from his vacation, Gary Dordan shows off his goods and he bees his fame. Someone who looks a little better in a tiny swimsuit, Leo's gal, Bob.
Somebody has their whole button on, like, TV. That's pretty neat. I gotta get that. Vincent and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1.
Not that you're a supervisor.
What, Dad?
Hey, what's up, Big Timmy?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Not much.
And your name is Vincent?
Yeah.
How old are you?
10.
10 years old. All right, we're going to try to help you through this. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Not that you're a supervisor.
Mentor supervisor?
Hey, it's something supervisor. What if you were angry at your supervisor? What word would you use that begins with an M? If you're angry at one of your teachers, it begins with an M. It's three letters.
Mad at a supervisor?
Yes! Congratulations, young man. Yes.
Thanks, Timmy.
You got it, buddy. All right, we're going to send you you and your dad tickets. Where's Mom?
She's coming.
But it's always fun to hang out with Dad alone, huh?
Yeah.
Does Mom kill that party when she gets there?
A lot.
You got to really behave when Mom comes around, huh?
Yeah.
Dad lets you get away with a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on one sec. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to fifth.
Fifth grade? Wow. All right, you're going to enjoy yourself, man.
Okay, but I can't talk about my mom because she's right here right now.
All right. Well, let me put you on hold. Hope I didn't get that kid an ass kicking. That's what would happen to me if I said that about my mom. All right. Congratulations to Vincent and his parents. The pair of tickets to the 14th Annual Palm Springs International Short Fest and Short Film Market. going on August 21st to the 27th at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs. Visit psfilmfest.org. psfilmfest.org. All right, we continue on here. Yeah, that last clip that kid got.
Mad at your, like, supervisor.
Mad at your, like, supervisor.
Mad at your, like, supervisor.
Congratulations. We move on.
Winning bees.
All right.
Winning bees.
We're not going to play this clip again for anybody. We're going to play it two more times, and then we're going to roll through and see who gets it first.
Winning bees. Winning bees.
Randy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. You got this clip?
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Winning bees.
What is it?
Winning bees.
How do you spell the first word?
Winning bees. Winning.
Winning. Congratulations. Bad connection.
Yes,
but congratulations. Yeah, winning these. You got it. Congratulations, Randy.
Winning these. Winning these.
All right, what is Jesse saying? Here we go.
A mean house in Dixon. A mean house in Dixon. A mean house in Dixon. A mean house in Dixon.
Hmm.
A mean house in Dixon. A mean house in Dixon.
Oh, boy. All right, Victor in San Gabriel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
A mean house in Dixon.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. Is it I mean house in Dixon?
Oh, no, it's so close. Listen to it again. Here we go.
A mean house in Dixon.
The last word's wrong. Listen to it again.
A mean house in Dixon.
I mean the house in Dixie?
Yay! Congratulations, dude.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
All right.
All right.
Yes, you're going to get yourself tickets to that film festival.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hold on one sec, buddy. Congratulations. Victor in San Gabriel. There he goes. Yeah, mean the house in Dixie. I mean the house in Dixie.
I mean the house in Dixie. I mean the house in Dixie.
There you go. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we are.
I'll go to jail, Fred. You get. I'll go to jail, Fred. You get.
Oh, man.
I'll go to jail, Fred. You get. I'll go to jail, Fred. You get.
All right, I got it.
I'll go to jail, Fred. You get.
Jeremy in Long Beach. I'm sorry, Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1.
I'll go to jail, Fred. You get.
I'm in the jail, prejudice.
No.
No.
Sorry, dude. Rick in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
I'll go to jail, Fred. You get.
I was in the jail before you forget.
No, that's not.
No.
That sounded pretty good, though. Sounded like a good rap line. CJ in Lakewood, you're on the air.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail, I afraid you get.
Listen to it again.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail, I afraid I guess.
No,
no,
sorry,
no, no.
Man. That's too bad. I got close. Gus in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail, forget you guess?
Forget you guess?
That's a no-no.
I think that is incorrect. Sean in Anaheim, you're on the air.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I'm afraid to guess, baby.
I believe that is wrong, too.
Suck it.
Jessica in Claremont, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, at least thanks for calling, darling.
Bye.
All right. There she goes. Clinton Temple City. Clint, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
Oh, what was it again? I didn't hear it.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail, I'm afraid you guessed it.
Ooh. This is it again. You got very close.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail, your friends guessed it?
No.
No!
All right. Let's talk to a Paul in Montebello. You're on 97.1.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in the jail before you forgot me.
I think that's incorrect.
No.
Jasmine and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
I'll go to jail, Fred, you get.
I was in a jail afraid to guess.
Did you say...
I'll go to jail afraid to get.
Did you say yes. out of the jail afraid to get?
No, I was in a jail afraid to guess. Now I'm all mixed up.
All right, but did you say out of the jail afraid to get?
Yes.
You win, baby.
We love you, buddy.
Yeah. All right, yeah, you got about nine. You guys closer than anybody, and I can't keep playing this clips over and over. Gives me a massive headache. So congratulations, Jasmine. You're going to go to the Palm Springs Film Festival.
Thank you.
Yes. You're going to take a boyfriend, a girlfriend? What do you got?
Probably one of my kids.
One of your kids? How many kids you got?
I have three. They're 16, 13, and 12. They're inside Taco Bell right now.
Oh, well, then we'll give you four tickets. You can take them all.
Oh, very cool. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Gino, we give her four tickets, right? Yeah. All right. Take all the kids down there.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. Thank you.
And Palm Springs is beautiful this time of year. It's about, the highs are usually in the high 60s.
Oh, okay.
And
really?
The lows are in, like, the mid-50s. It's just beautiful.
Back oh, up, back sounds up. Like fun.
Yeah. Okay. It's about 140 there right now.
All right. I'll stay inside.
All right, good luck.
Listening with you.
All right, there she goes, Jasmine and Whittier, man. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further. On telecommunication, but before I go any further. On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
There's no swear word in here, right? That second word's not a swear word?
How could that be a swear word?
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
That's not the F word.
No.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further. On telecommunication, but before I go any further. On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
I trust you with my career.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
All right. Here it is, folks.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
Josh and LAX, you're on 97.1.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
On telecommunication, before I go in there, brother.
Oh, you got it all but the last word. Listen to it again.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
Before I go any further.
That's exactly
Put
right,
Put your hands
dude.
Together like you're going to mean that.
That's amazing that you got that, because I thought that second word was the F word, and you knew it was telecommunications.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll send you the Palm Springs Film Festival. Visit psfilmfest.org.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
On telecommunications, but before I go any further.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
Wow.
On telecommunication, but before I go any further.
All right, here we go. The next Jesse Jackson clip. What the hell is he saying? If you get your, you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott. That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott. That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Chris and Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Triggering the success of the... One more time. Triggering the success of the agency?
No, you got close, so listen to it again.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
I can't get the beginning or the end.
Ah, well, then that's a lot of... A lot of incomplete, you know, you got to get, we don't settle for just the middle here, gang. If you can't get the beginning or the end, we move on.
Second.
Yumi and the 101, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Hey, Timmy, me boy.
Hey, what's up, Yumi?
How are you?
I'm doing excellent, baby.
How are
okay.
you? I'm doing good. Hope your headache's going away, though. I won't make you play it too many times. One more time?
All right, here we go.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Trigger the success of the Asian people?
Oh, no. But you got pretty close. Listen to it again.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Whoa, what was that at the end? I didn't even notice that. Sorry, I am 27.
Oh, 27. I thought you were like 17 or 15 or
something. Oh, thank you. Right. You always ask me about the meaning and the spelling of my name every time I call it up.
Oh, what, Yumi?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I won't ask you this time then.
Oh, but
I'll ask you next time.
How about tickets? No, I really want to go.
You want to go down to this thing?
Yeah, really bad.
All right, hold on one second. Hey, can you give her a ticket so she stops whining? Good.
Yeah, Tim, I will.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Guys are driving home going, I got about 15 minutes before I get home to that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott. That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Fred in West Covina, you're on the air.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Gun trip triggered the success of the agency before I got him?
No.
No!
John in Temple City, you're on the air.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Man, one more time, dude.
Here we go.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
I'm here to trigger the success of the agency before I tried to?
Wow.
No.
Not even close, young man.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
All right, let's talk to Melinda and Reseda. You're on 97.1.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Oh, gosh. Going to trigger the success of the Asian people in China?
Ooh. That's a no-no.
That is incorrect, but we appreciate you calling, baby. Let's talk to Al in Pasadena. You're on the air.
That'll help trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Al. How about Terrell in Gardena? You're on the air.
That'll help trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Terrell? How about Tony in Los Angeles?
That'll help trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, you're on the air.
All right, that there triggered the success of the 83 boycott?
That's exactly right, dude.
We love you, buddy.
That's exactly correct, young man. That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Yeah, now makes sense, huh? That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
That helped trigger the success of the 83 boycott.
Yeah, congratulations, Tony. You're a winner. And we move on. We'll play this clip for you a couple of times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
There were professors! There were professors!
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and we're in the middle of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And if you'd like to play along, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. All right, here's the latest clip we left you with right before commercial break. Good luck.
There were professors! There were professors!
Let's talk to Carrie in Oxnard. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
There were professors!
And there were professions?
Oh, no.
No!
Listen to it again, okay?
Okay.
You got two words of the three wrong, I think.
Oh, okay.
Here, listen to it again.
There were professors!
And there were protections?
No.
Okay. No!
All right, thanks for calling, Carrie. Bad vibes. All right, let's talk to Dana in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
There were professors!
Nowhere professions?
No.
I think that is incorrect, too. Sorry, baby. All right, let's talk to, how about Jonathan in Anaheim? You're on 97.1.
There were professors!
Bad vibes. Chris, or Brian in Lomita, you're on 97.1.
There were professors!
They were professions.
That's a no-no.
I think that's wrong, dude.
There were professors!
Ray and Downey, you're on the air.
There were professors!
There are professions.
Professions?
There are professions.
Nah,
son, shut up.
That's wrong, dude. Gil in Arcadia, you're on 97.1.
There are professions.
They are professionals.
No, that's not professions. It's a teacher at a college. I'll give you a hint. Some of the teachers at colleges are referred to as.
There are professions.
Trey in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
There were professors!
There were professors!
Yes! Congratulations!
Like
all right, Trey gets himself tickets to that big film festival in Palm Springs. Visit psfilmfest.org. psfilmfest.org. Congratulations. Yeah, there were professors.
There were professors! There were professors!
All right, before we continue on here, we talked about that accident on the 101 northbound at Glendale and that woman that was trapped in the car, young lady was trapped in the car. That's now a fatality on the 101 at northbound at Glendale. So if you're in that area, it is probably going to be a long time before that clears up. So please try to avoid that area. And if you can, 101 northbound at Glendale. All right. We continue here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
They were professors. They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Jesus.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
All right, let's talk to Rich in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
One more time, please.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Are the means going to be happening?
I believe that is incorrect. Sorry.
No.
Dinah in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Something's going to be happening?
I believe that's wrong. Listen to it again.
They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy.
That vibes? Leave you speechless, huh? All right, Leon in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Can you play that one more time for me?
Yes.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
What it means for them to be happy?
Ooh, nah.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I don't think she's stupid. She just didn't get it yet. Listen to it again.
Okay.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
I have no idea.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. Kyle, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Tim, how you doing, Daddy?
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Hey, one more time, bro.
Here we go.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
They don't have the means to be happy?
That's a no-no.
Listen to it again.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
If it... One more time, dude.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
Man.
Bad vibes?
Yeah, for now. Thanks,
okay.
Tim.
All right, thanks.
No.
Jennifer and Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
What do you mean, one to be happy?
Listen to it again.
They didn't mean for them to be happy.
But it means something to be happy?
You're so close. Listen to it again and concentrate this time, baby.
They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy.
One more time.
But it means one to be happy.
But it means one to be happy.
No! All right, sorry, baby. But thanks for calling from Diamond Bar, man.
So go to Diamond Bar.
Yeah, go to Diamond Bar. All right, let's talk to Al in Pasadena. You're on the air.
But it means one to be happy.
But it means I'm going to be happy.
I think that's wrong.
No!
Adam in Long Beach, you're on the air.
But it means one to be happy.
But it means for them to be happy.
What is it?
But it means for them to be happy.
We're going to give it to you. It's they didn't mean for him to be happy.
Yeah.
But you got it closer than anybody else.
Yeah.
We're running out of time. Yeah, they didn't mean for him to be happy.
They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy. They didn't mean for them to be happy.
All right, and here's the clips we missed this week.
Urban Ellis go up and march to Montgomery.
Wow.
We've been honoring women. We've been honoring women. She gets 100, I get none. Name the spaceless warriors. She gets 100, I get none. She gets 100, I get none. Name the spaceless warriors. What values a stone in the river? What values a stone in the river?
That's pretty good.
What values a stone in the river?
All right, we're going to do news at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news today, man?
Well, Ernest Borgnine knows the secret to a long life, and it's a bad day to be a Hungarian weightlifter. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right, Dan, right now we're going to play the David Letterman's Top 10 list. It's the top 10 questions to ask yourself before buying a $14,500 dessert. And you love desserts, don't you?
You can ask the question because it's expensive.
That's like a big, expensive dessert.
You gotta make a big decision. You gotta hit number 4 tonight. It's so good.
Hey, I wonder if you can split that with somebody.
No, he's gonna buy yourself. Then it's only 7 grand.
All right, the top 10 list coming up. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Looking back on when I
was a little nappy headed boy. All of a sudden, you're either a long enough on the king's dial. Then my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my door. Let's have a portion out in local special. She said, even though we sometimes would not get a Public determination built on the years later. Questions about that. Where are you, man? Name the space this way. Questions about that. Where are you, man? The most melodious singers. I'm your best to bring the water to your eyes. She said. Thinking it might stop her from whooping your behind. She's gonna hunt out getting on. A meeting house in Dixon. And march from Dallas to Montgomery. But it means I'm gonna be happy. They were professors. Nameless, faceless warriors.